This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The ADP payroll company, along with Moody's Analytics, does a monthly survey of private sector payrolls. The in-the-know crowd thought it would be 165,000 new names on there for the month of May. In the event, only 135,000 showed up. This suggests an economy not growing quite as quickly as the conventional wisdom held. The more definitive word on this will come Friday with the government's official employment report. 21 minutes into trading, let's do the numbers. Rather mixed, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 37 points, a quarter percent. S&P down 0.2%, but the NASDAQ Composite Index is currently up a fraction. Mark Lucchini, chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott, says if that trend holds with the S&P down, it'll be a reversal of a strange market psychology in which investors seem to be rooting for a weaker economy because it would keep the Federal Reserve stimulus from going away.
Well, strangely enough, bad news has been good for the markets, and bad news generally means that the Federal Reserve's asset purchase program will remain alive and well. And while there's been increasing chatter about the potential for tapering the size of that purchase program, news like today's defers that decision to likely an FOMC meeting, probably not this June, but at least until later this year.
Although you did have Richard Fisher, the head of the Federal Reserve in Dallas, talking, he's never been wild about the Fed buying bonds to stimulate the economy, and he thinks, he said, this is the end of the 30-year rally in bonds.
Interesting comments, and I hope that Mr. Fisher is right in his conjecture that the economy looks a little bit better than what we're seeing the numbers suggesting that would warrant the peeling back of that asset purchase program. I do not like the asset purchase program just from a market perspective because I think it has caused a bit of a distortion in some of the returns you're seeing out of bonds and even stocks to that degree. But nevertheless, strong comments from Mr. Fisher, unfortunately not a voting member at the moment.
Mark Lucchini at Janney Montgomery Scott, thank you very much.
You're welcome, David. Thank you.